everybody on Blind Cool Tech. My apologies for the computer noise, but I've got one of these binaural microphones sitting by my speakers, and my PC is an actual keyboard with all the PC parts inside of it, and the fan is right nearby. So sorry about that. But in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the file conversion program that I use, which is the Alive MP3 converter.
Desktop,
let me
folder view, list view,
make sure. Now, I've got the one little tiny mic sitting by the speakers, and then I've got the other one attached to me. And I know it's primitive, I don't prefer it, but you know, you do the best you can with what you got. So, anyway, the name of this program that I use to convert among file formats is
Alive MP3 WAV Converter.
That's it. Alive MP3 WAV, which is WAV as in Victor, Converter. Now, I have used this program for about 3 years, and I recently updated it. So, what we're going to do is check to see if I indeed have a file that I can convert, just as a demo before we go out to the site and talk about where you can get this. Okay, I'm going to my computer using the WS320 to
local
do this.
C.
Okay, now I'm going to C, and I
folder
have a
view, list view, not select new.
File
folder, view,
folder
list
called
not
new.
Selected Cheryl Wheeler, acoustic artist, MP3, begin theme, WAV.
Okay, begin theme, WAV. Let's say that we want to convert begin theme.wav to an MP3 file. So, let's get out of the list. And let's go in here, and let's go
computer, one of 35, Alive MP3,
to the
WAV
Alive
converter.
MP3 WAV converter on the desktop. Push enter.
Alive MP3 WAV converter, list view, zero items.
Okay, now in order to start a list of files to convert, now this is not going to convert them, it's just going to create a file list. In this case, we're only going to have one. Every time you want to add a file to the list, you push your insert key. Now, I've got the 6-pack insert key reserved for JAWS. So the insert key that I'm going to push is on the keypad, which is on the very right end of the PC keyboard, down on the bottom row, the third from the right. We're going to push that.
Open dialog, file name, edit combo, zero
items.
Okay,
now here is where you type the name of the file, and I'm going to do C:\nEW\beginTheme.wav. And then we tab.
Files of type, combo box, audio files.
Okay.
MP1, MP2, MP3, MPEG, MPGW, 1 of 12. Open button.
And the open is the one that we want. So we push enter on open.
Alive MP3 WAV.
And you'll see it listed.
New, not selected. C / new / begin theme.
Let's arrow
1.14 MB. 1 of 1.
Down 1.
C /
and if it found it.
Begin theme. WAV 7.14 MB.
It tells the file size. And all we did to get to this file was to hit the insert key and then type in the file name. So let's assume that we want to do another file in addition to this one. So we hit insert again.
Open dialog, file name,
and
edit combo.
Let's say we don't remember the name of the file. So we go
open button.
That past open.
Cancel button.
Past cancel.
Look in combo box. New 5 of 5.
Now we're already in new, so let's go past it and we can
toolbar up 1 level button. Toolbar recent button. Folder view list view. Not selected WS30,000.
Okay.
WMA.
Oh, I do
24.
Have a WMA. How do you like that? Let's say that I do have a WMA file. Let's go ahead and... No, let's not. Because we're doing... I don't know if we can do mixed file conversions here. Maybe we can. Just for fun, let's say that we can. So let's say that we want this one. So we want the WMA file.
File name, edit combo, WS30010, WMA011.
So we have a WMA file and we have begin theme WAV. Okay, now we're going to open this WMA file, which we're going to do by pushing enter on open.
A live MP3 WAV converter. List view. C / new / begin theme. WAV 7.14 MB. 1 of 2.
Now we're going to arrow down.
C / new / WS30010. WMA 5.07 MB.
So we've got two files in this list. Now we're going to push Control S, and that's going to start, but it's going to put up a dialog box, which we're going to go through here. And it's going to convert both files at the same time. So we're going to do Control S.
Convert output folder, convert to the same folder as source file radio button check. 2 of 2.
Yes, you do want that. Okay. Now, tab once.
Output format, convert to WAV radio button check. 2 of 3.
Now, this is a weird dialog list box here, because if you go down arrow, it's going to take you out of the list that you're in. So we're going to go up, and I'm going to go through the whole list just to show you what the choices are. We have convert to WAV.
Output format, convert to AUG radio button check. 3 of 3.
That's AUG Vorbis. I'm doing up arrow every time here.
Output format, convert to WMA radio button check. 1 of 2. Output format, convert to MP3 radio button check. 2 of 2.
That's the one we're going to choose, but I want to just to show you everything.
Output format, convert to VOX radio button check. 1 of 3. Output format, convert to WAV radio button
now,
check.
We're back to
three.
WAV.
Output format, convert
AUG Vorbis.
Output format,
WMA.
Output format,
MP3. That's
MP3
what we want for these.
Check. 2 of 2.
Okay, now we go past this.
Output format MP3 combo box 44,107 of 8.
You do have choices for this, but I generally keep it 44,100.
Output format KHZ combo box stereo 2 of 5.
I keep this in stereo, so we're going to leave that alone.
Output format combo box 128, 10 of 15.
Now, you can convert this to other items like
112, 96, 64, 56, 48, 32, 24, 16, 8,
and I'm pushing up arrow on all of this, up arrow. And that's the top. Now this list, it stops at 8. Now let's go back down arrow.
6, 20, 30, 48.
This works differently than the other list did.
96, 128,
which is what we're going to choose, but let's go down some more to show you what the options are.
160, 192, 224, 256.
That's 256 and 320. That's as far as it'll go. Now, I always choose 128.
128.
There, now we're 128. Even when I'm using my WS320 machine, which only has 64KB bit rate, I always choose 128. It doesn't seem to make any difference, except maybe the file size is bigger, but I just keep it on 128 just because that just makes life easier. Okay, now let's go past here with the tab.
Output format default button.
I keep the default pretty much alone.
Output format button.
Now this shows three dots. It doesn't say it in JAWS, but in Braille it shows an ellipsis. And I leave that alone.
Don't show this dialog again. Checkbox not checked.
Now, I keep this unchecked. You always want to see this dialog to make sure that everything's working. Okay, now.
OK button.
Now, when I push the OK button, you have to use the mouse cursor or your JAWS cursor to find out the status. And it's a little bit of a nuisance because there's no bell or buzzer or anything to tell you when it's done. So we're going to push OK.
Alive MP3 WAV converter. List new. C/new/WS30010. WMA5.07MV. 2 of 2.
Okay, it's going to do both of them, but I'm going to push the JAWS cursor.
JAWS.
Now, the reason it's hesitating is because it's working. Now, you push the up or down arrow to go to the lines.
JAWS 7.0 Bookshare right back.
Okay, this is just showing my desktop.
Manager Media
I'm pushing
player.
Up arrow.
And it'll book for Direct All Pro Windows. Reader Express. Book Wizard Big.
I'm Lob still
D
pushing
player.
Up arrow.
AVG 7. 328 P. 2 C / new / WS 30010. MP3 42%.
When you hear the word 2 T-O colon C colon / your folder and then the name of the file dot MP3 or whatever you're converting into, to the right of that is percentages. In Braille I can read it. I don't know what you're going to do with speech, but I'm looking at the percentages. It says 77%, 78, 9, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and on up. And now it's at 90. Now, when it's done converting these files, this line with the 2 colon file location and file name MP3 is going to disappear, which it just did. And you either go up or down to find the message.
Conversion completed.
It says conversion completed with an exclamation point after it, and it shows it in Braille. Now, let's get out of the mouse cursor, JAWS cursor.
Easy.
And let's, where are we here? I'm in the Alive player. We don't need that anymore. So let's Alt F4 to get out.
Desktop.
And my computer.
MPG, mediator. My computer. My computer.
Mediator
older,
I use for.
Not selected 3-1 app floppy A. 1 of 14.
Mediator I use for video files conversion, extracting audio from that.
3-1 local disk.
Okay, now. We're on the C drive.
Folder, new, list, new, not new.
New.
Folder, new, list,
let's
new,
type the word begin.
MP3.
And sure enough, there it is. Push enter on it.
Winamp 5.111.
And it plays. Okay.
Now, new, folder, new, list, new,
we have the MP3 file. And we also have the WAV file, so it left it where it was. Now let's go down to the
bottom
of this list. WMA, which is what we had before, and
WS30010
WAV, which we had before.
WS30010 MP3.
And we have the MP3, which is the new one. Let's see if that plays. It's an old podcast part of one.
Winamp 5.111.
And hit play. So there the files are. I'm going to erase this one with a shift
delete.
And then I'm going to erase the begin theme MP3 with a shift
delete. Dialogue. Are you sure you want to delete the gin theme MP3? Yes button.
Yes.
Folder view
so I still
new.
Have the
artist,
begin theme WAV file, which is fine. Okay, now we're done with this. So I did an Alt F4 to get out. Now let's see if I can remember what the website is for this particular
desktop
software. I believe I paid
my computer $135.
Probably about $30 for this.
Internet Explorer,
okay.
About LAN, Microsoft.
Control O
open
to open.
Open dialog. Type the internet
okay.
address of
http://www.alivemedia.net.
/www.alivemedia.net. 2%.
They have some other stuff which I have not tried.
With 3 columns and 24 rows linked.
Okay.
Protected by the copyright laws by international treaties. Protected by the copyright laws by video converter, MPEG converter, DVD ripper, MP3 recorder, MP3 converter, text to speech.
The recorder is quite primitive, so you can't do anything real fancy with it, I don't think. But this is the website. It pretty much summarizes what it has, and it's fairly accessible. So I'll leave it to you to just explore and see what you want to do with it. And we're going to get out of here. And I hope that some of this has made some sense to you. And my apologies for talking on top of the speech. I have this habit of doing that, but oh well, that's just what happens. But since I think the stereo separation is good enough, you can probably listen to the speech in one ear and isolate that and just not pay attention to me. That's how I do file conversions. And you have the website. Take care. I hope this has been informative. And that's it for this go-around. I'm going to send this up to BCT because I think they kind of need to have some of this information. And I hope that this has been useful to you guys. Thanks for listening.